State track coverage continues on KCIM, KKRL, and Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks from Drake Stadium in Des Moines. This update is brought to you by Community Insurance of Glidden, Southside Lounge, Outlaw Graphic, and Kirkhoff Craftsman. We've got some unofficial results for you this afternoon as the 1A and 4A session is officially underway. First up, 1A girls discus. JC Christensen of Audubon did not qualify for the finals with her throw of 108.5. I've mentioned that one. Still waiting on a finishing position, though. 1A boys high jump is going on right now. Grant Burkowski of Glidden-Ralston, he has cleared the first three heights, 5.7, 5.8, 5.9. 5.7 and 5.8 were cleared on the first attempt. Took two attempts to get past 5.9. I haven't seen any results yet for Keegan Simons of Arweva. Quite yet, he is jumping at the end as he is one of the favorites going into that event. In the 2A boys 4x4 prelims, South Central Calhoun with a time of 3:30.29 finished sixth in their heat, 16th overall. They did not qualify for tomorrow's final. In the 1A girls distance medley final, a great effort for Audubon, their best time of the season. Caitlin Nielsen, Aaliyah Hermanson, Abigail Zeiger, and Hannah Tigeson, a 4:26.74. Good for third in their section and 10th overall. And for South Central Calhoun, as I mentioned a moment ago, finishing 16th in the 4x4 prelims. That was Jared Burks, Josh Henkenius, Chase McAllister, and Blake McAllister. We do have a medalist to talk about. Grant Strachey of IKM Manning in the 1A boys discus with a throw of 149.4. 149 feet, 4 inches. He qualified for the finals, and that is the throw that counted as he finishes fourth overall. Congratulations to Grant Strachey of IKM Manning, a medalist today in the 1A boys discus. Events coming up in the next little while. The 1A boys 110 hurdle prelims, Skylar Schultes of Audubon in heat 3, Colton Brandt of IKM Manning in heat 2. Also coming up, the 1A girls 100-meter hurdle prelims. We will see Leslie Luft of Arweva in action in heat number 1, and that will get us up through the next hour or so. And then after 5 o'clock, we'll get into more events. I'll bring you more of those previews and eventually results later on today. This update has been brought to you by Kerps and Brothers on Main, United Bank of Iowa in Glidden, Hardware Hank of Coon Rapids, and Lloyd's Repair. I'm Nick Brinks with another state track update on Kick 106.7, KKRL, and KCIM.